Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Randy Orton's return date has been revealed. We'll get to it in a mo. Plus, some scrapped plans from Monday Night Raw for Karrion Kross. And are we getting another new faction in AEW? It's looking likely. For Wednesday, July the 28th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I hear voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Cheap night vision goggles, dressing like a janitor, beating up the elderly wrestlers. Na 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 na. Randall, Randall, Keith, Randall, Keith, Randall, Randall, Keith. Na 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 na. Randall, Randall, Keith, Randall, Keith, Randall, Randall, Keith.
Randall, Randall, Keith, Randall, Keith, Randall, Randall, Keith. He's been conspicuous by his absence as of late, has Randy Orton. It was only a few months ago that he and Riddle formed RK-Bro, an odd couple tag team that seemed to gel quite well together in the ring. We've seen Riddle busting out the RKO in Orton's absence, and last night on Monday Night Raw, we had an incident where Riddle got beaten down by AJ Styles and Omos. They even teased in that beatdown a possible return for Randy Orton, so we know it's not far. We can confirm this morning that Randy Orton is being advertised locally for Monday Night Raw on August the 2nd. So Monday Night Raw this week coming is apparently where we're going to see Randy Orton make an in-ring return. The exact match that they are plugging locally is Randy Orton teaming up with Riddle and Drew McIntyre to face AJ Styles, Omos, and Bobby Lashley in a six-man tag. Now, this could be a dark match main event we saw on Raw this past week, or rather, we didn't see on Raw this past week. John Cena teaming with Riddle to send the fans home happy. So this six-man could be something for the local fans. It may not be a role played out on television, but we feel the vibe that Randy Orton is due back very soon to Monday Night Raw. We don't know the full details of his absence from WWE, just that we know that for the last month or so, he has been on the inactive list, according to multiple sources. It feels as though he's about to become active once again, possibly Monday, August the 2nd, so not far away.
Karrion Kross, first and foremost, welcome to Monday Night Raw. Now, after suffering a very tough loss last week in your debut match against Jeff Hardy, tonight you came back and had a huge victory over Keith Lee. Did last week's loss motivate you for tonight?
Tough loss. It's an interesting choice of words. I would say Jeff Hardy cheated. But then again, he might be the smartest man in WWE. Because if I were him, that's exactly what I would have done. It lit a fire in me. I need to understand and not lose sight that people will do anything they possibly can to get out of that ring in one piece. But Jeff Hardy and I, we're not done yet. Not by a long shot. And as for Mr. Lee, he understood very well tonight that no matter where the time is told, in the end, everybody pays the toll.
Staying with Monday Night Raw, we saw Karrion Kross once again on Monday night. This time, Keith Lee falling and or praying to the NXT champion. Tough break for Keith Lee. Two losses on the bounce. We talked about that yesterday. But when it comes to Karrion Kross, his fate was meant to be a little bit worse than that for Raw on Monday. Fightful have reported that the plans called on Monday for Karrion Kross to take on Jeff Hardy once again. Now, if you remember the previous week, Karrion Kross lost to Jeff Hardy when Jeff Hardy used the ropes on a roll-up. According to the creative for the July 26th episode of Raw, Karrion Kross was meant to square up to Jeff Hardy a second time and lose for a second time. Fightful say, "We weren't told of a specific creative direction following this, but that several members of creative and even more of the roster were baffled by the idea to beat Kross once, let alone a second straight week." Weird booking decision for Karrion Kross to be on a losing streak to Jeff Hardy on Monday Night Raw whilst being incredibly dominant on NXT, beating up William Regal and sizing Samoa Joe up. Very much a tale of two Crosses on WWE TV right now. Whilst plenty of countries and cities are getting back to something that vaguely resembles normal, there is still concern in the air regarding COVID-19, with cases of the Delta variant seemingly rising across the world every single day. AEW are showing some concern for some future events. This comes from bodyslam.net, who say, "While speaking to sources within the company, I was told that AEW is extremely concerned about the recent surge in COVID cases, possibly disrupting their events for Chicago, New York City, St. Louis, and beyond. Over the last week, discussions have ramped up internally as COVID cases have begun to explode across the country. This has caused AEW to begin conversations about what to do if there is a shutdown, up to and including a potential prolonged return to Daly's Place in Jacksonville once again." They go on to say that it's very much an all-hands-on-deck type situation, but the decision will ultimately fall to Tony Khan about doing the right thing for the entire AEW team, the staff, the talent, and the fans. And this is something that I think a lot of wrestling companies are still figuring out whilst we are pushing ahead to return to get back in front of fans. I think that Delta variant is something that is people are keeping an eye on, and there is always that fear of another lockdown, I do believe, and it's certainly worth considering from all parts. And AEW, whilst they're being very vocal about this through sources close to bodyslam.net, you have to believe that WWE are in a similar boat. But I think the one thing that we've learned over the last 18 months watching these companies is that these wrestling shows have adapted to become moving beasts, essentially. Like, they're able to pivot when needed. On the odd occasion where COVID will throw a spanner into the works, they're able to somehow pull out a wrestling show from it. Be that as it may, there is still concern in the air, particularly in the camp of AEW this morning, for the Delta variant of COVID-19. A WWE Hall of Famer will be making their return ahead of SummerSlam. Snoop Dogg is coming back in a very unique fashion. This comes from WWE. "Today, WWE Champions 2021, the number one most downloaded WWE mobile game by Scopely, kicks off the multi-week countdown to SummerSlam with an in-game event hosted by WWE Hall of Famer Snoop Dogg. The in-game event will feature all new 90s Snoop Dogg joining WWE Champions roster of more than 300 stars and legends in the game. Snoop Dogg's return to WWE Champions further cements his status as a WWE superfan, having also made multiple appearances on WWE events, including WrestleMania and Raw. Snoop Dogg quoted as saying, "Which Snoop will you put in the ring? Whether you pick the young OG or the current one, it's gonna be a good time for the fans of WWE and the Dog Father." That's a quote from Snoop Dogg, by the way. So you can play as Snoop Dogg in WWE Champions. If you've got champions, that's a thing that's happening. Andrew Zarian has given us an update on the Queen of the Ring. We've talked about this a little bit lately. WWE looking to freshen up the King of the Ring by getting the female competitors across the brands to compete in it. Matt Men podcast Andrew Zarian says, quote, hearing that the Queen of the Ring tournament is currently scheduled to start on the 8th of October on SmackDown and then continue on the 11th of October on Monday Night Raw, suggesting it will be a multi-brand affair, which I think the Queen of the Ring absolutely should be. Is an NXT star preparing for a life after WWE? That's kind of what is being suggested here. So Drake Maverick has restarted his YouTube channel under the real name James M. Curtin. He hasn't been active on YouTube for about 7 years, and he started uploading some old matches and moments and stuff. We could be reading too much into this, but it certainly seems like Drake Maverick is beefing up his own personal YouTube account with his clips. Maybe something in the works for Drake Maverick. We'll find out soon, I'm sure. And could AEW be getting a brand new faction? Vicky Guerrero certainly hopes so. She was on the Thoughts Count Anywhere podcast, and she says, my dream is to have an all-women's faction. That's my goal that I've been talking to Tony Khan about. There have been some incredible women on the women's roster, and I'd love to bring more in. The purpose of my job is to get all the bad girls on my side so they listen to me, and I can delegate them to kick everyone's ass. She was asked about who she'd like to have in that stable, and Vicky said, Diamante, I would love to have her on. Abaddon, because she scares the hell out of me. Thunder Rosa, I think she'd be an incredible addition to my stable. That's who I have my eyes on right now. It's quite a beefy stable, that. Not so much a boy stable, OSW, more a girl stable, I guess, led by Vicky Guerrero.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
From Brooklyn, New York, weighing 175 pounds, Danny Limelight!
An all-new episode of Desert Island Graps drops tonight. I'm in the company of a guy who has been hustling for the last 18 months. During the pandemic, he's turned up in multiple major wrestling promotions, from New Japan of America to All Elite Wrestling to Major League Wrestling, and now he is part of the legacy of one of the greatest factions in wrestling history. I am, of course, talking about Danny Limelight. And Danny came on to talk about that incredible 2020 that he had, and also to pick some of his favorite wrestling matches, namely matches that he would choose to watch while stranded on a desert island. His first choice is one that's come up quite a few times when we've talked about matches that we'd watch on a desert island, and it was the Halloween Havoc collision between Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. Here's Danny talking all about it.
Not only is it Eddie Guerrero, it's Rey Mysterio. You love both of them. I feel like this match was, not, I don't want to say Rey's coming out party, but I think this match kind of really showed everybody just how good Rey Mysterio is. It showed everyone how much of a heel Eddie Guerrero can be. I think that the match was just so perfectly put together. The psychology, the moves, everything, just the timing, the story they were telling. I loved it, man. I even the finish was insane. So
it just stood out in what WCW was doing at that time. It just really out of what all of wrestling was
doing. You know, WWE wasn't doing anything like that in 97, you know?
No chance. They were, I think at 97, that point, they were kind of half-heartedly starting their own sort of cruiserweight thing in the light heavyweight division. But as we say, very half-hearted, very half-witted. But it was Guerrero and Mysterio just changing the game. Where would you have been then when you watched this for the first time? Can you remember where you were?
Yeah, I didn't watch it for the first time until 2014 when I started training to be a wrestler. Because when I was a kid, all I knew was WWF, WWE. So when I started training to be a wrestler, I had to go back and start learning things. And one of the matches that someone recommended to me was Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio. And I was like, sure, I watched that. You know, I love Eddie and, you know, Rey's the man. So at the time, Rey was kind of like on Lucha Underground, you know. So he was killing it there. And Eddie had, obviously, he had passed away in 2005. And so, you know, he was one of my favorites when I was watching as a kid. So I was like, sure, let's fucking do it. I'll watch this one. And I was just blown away by it. And now to this day now, whenever I, you know, go to watch wrestling, that's the first match that I turn on to get me going, you know.
We mentioned a few bits in there, like the finish is one of those just moments that grabs you. But is there another spot in that match that even just to think about sort of gets the hairs on your arm standing up?
Yeah, fucking Ray did this dive to the outside and it was just insane. You know, just insane how they had teased it earlier and set it up. And then when it happened, it was just everything about this match, you know, even Eddie's intensity just had me sitting there. I was so invested in the match. So invested.
That's what's great about doing these conversations.
I'm happy that nobody had spoiled it for me before watching. Like, no one told me who was going to win. So as I was sitting there, I kind of was cheering for Ray to win just because, like, Eddie was doing some amazing heel work in that match. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a good surprise for me.
More from Danny Limelight on Desert Island Graps later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. In case you missed it, we have brand new tiers for our Patreon. How would you like to have your very own episode of Desert Island Graps? How do you feel about being the guest? You and I sit down over a Zoom call, shoot the breeze, talk about your life and times, and you pick the three wrestling matches you'd love to watch while stranded on a desert island. Does that sound like something you'd want to do? Or how about maybe you appear with Ross and talk about the things in wrestling that you would love to send straight to hell? How about maybe you and I and Matthew Gregg or Justin Henry, we sit down together and we do a classic review on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Does that sound like something you'd fancy doing? Does that sound like a plan? Check out our brand new Patreon tiers that give you the opportunity to do just that at patreon.com/cultaholic. Whatever you do, don't pick the 10K one. Please don't. Please don't. Don't. Just don't. Just don't. Thanks. Later today at twitch.tv/cultaholic, Ross is on with a bit of FIFA-licious from 1 o'clock. And Jack and Owen are back together. Up the Fabes for Cultaholic FC on Football Manager. That's 6 o'clock British summertime. Check out our YouTube channel throughout the day for the latest wrestling news across the wrestling universes. And also while you're there, check out some lists and ranked lists that we are dropping throughout the day, including one that we dropped just 12 hours ago, 10 WWE Divas that you don't remember. And believe me, you don't remember them. We're going to refresh your memory on them at youtube.com/cultaholic. For the latest news on the return of Randy Orton, plus more details on what we can expect on AEW's Fight for the Fallen, and a full recap of last night's episode of NXT, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.